O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There was a particular day I could point to when I knew for sure that I didn't think like the other pastors that I knew. I was a member of the Society of the Holy Trinity. The Society is a national group of Lutheran pastors from the ELCA and the Missouri Synod and the North American Lutheran Church. Local chapters of the Society would have retreats 4 times a year. Each retreat would be 2 days long. During the retreats, we would sort of live like monks, some of us even wearing black cassocks the whole time. We would meet for worship 3 times a day, matins, vespers, and compline. And there would also be a few hours set aside each day for silence so that we would have time for prayer and meditation. A father confessor was appointed, and we would have private confession among ourselves. Someone was also named our teaching theologian for the retreat, and we would have lectures and discussions based on a book that we had all read. I eventually left the Society, but I found those retreats edifying when I attended them. At one retreat, we discussed a book that talked about different models of the church. It addressed the question, what is the church, and how what we think about the church influences our ministry. A feature of the book was a sort of quiz that told one what their model of the church was. The quiz result for everyone is that they saw the church as a sacrament. Well, everyone except for me. My model of the church was that of a herald. I see a huge difference between the two, and I believe both how we, pastors and lay people, think about the church is very important. It affects every aspect of our congregation and our lives as Christians. I'll explain. A sacrament is a means of grace. Baptism is a sacrament. Holy Communion is a sacrament. That's what the Lutheran Church teaches. The Lutheran confessions say that the church is the community that gathers around the word and sacraments. Sacrament, as you learned in your catechism classes, is something commanded by Christ where a physical element, by the power of God's word, gives us a spiritual grace. The church delivers God's sacraments to his people. It does not say that the church is a sacrament itself. Am I just splitting theological hairs? I think not. The sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion, perfectly embody Christ's presence for us. Christ is present in the church. He is wherever 2 or 3 gather in his name, but neither the church nor any individual is completely Christ. We are his body. He is our head, but we are not totally righteous and immortal as Christ is, at least not yet. The church was divinely instituted by Christ, but here on earth, the church is a mixed body. A community of saints and sinners, people who are glory bound but not infallible. We are forgiven but not yet perfect. When the church on earth sees itself as a sacrament, problems arise. We have seen churches and individuals claim to overturn and overrule the clear witness of Scripture. We have seen churches declare God's will to be whatever it can get 50% plus one of its members to vote for. We have seen people judge others as only Christ should. Churches and people can be wrong. We've seen it happen all too often. That's why we had the Reformation. That's why the church must be humble and submit to the Word of God, not put itself on par with the Word. We have to stick for what we know for certain has been revealed to us by God in His Word and not go beyond our limits. We shouldn't dare to speak where God has been silent. John the Baptist knew for certain something true, and he knew his own limits. He knew both that he himself was not the Christ, and he knew that Jesus was the Christ. John also knew that he had a job to do. His job was to point to Christ as our Savior. His job was to proclaim Christ as the Son of the living God. That's what a herald does. A herald proclaims Christ. A herald points to Christ, not to himself. Like John, the church, that's you and me together, is a herald for Christ. I don't need to tell you that we're not Christ. You already know that. We do strive, though, to be Christ-like. We try to be loving and forgiving as he is, but we fall short of that goal. You and I can't solve all the world's problems. We don't know all mysteries and have all wisdom. You and I will never die for the sins of all humanity and rise again. Only Jesus does that. We can't, but that's okay. Christ shares his love and forgiveness with us. We are blessed to have a part in Jesus' salvation. In his infinite love and mercy for pardoned sinners like us, God calls us to himself and he gives us a job to do. He gives us the job of herald. Hark, the herald angels sang to point the shepherds to the Christ child. We are blessed to sing along with the angels and point a world sorely in need of redeeming to its Redeemer. We might call that a mission. Mission is one of those words that gets tossed around a lot in churches. We might all have different ideas of what mission is. Let me share with you my understanding of mission. We say that the church on earth just doesn't do mission or just doesn't have a mission. I would want to be more emphatic and go as far as to say the church is a mission. That's why God created the church. It's our reason to exist. Our mission defines who we are. The church is a mission created by God, so that his word can be taught throughout the world and people brought to faith in Christ, so that they can be initiated into the church through holy baptism and then nurtured in faith with holy communion. That's who we are. Mission then isn't something we think about one day a year and we're done. Mission isn't just a single line item in our budget. When we have our rescheduled voters meeting and consider our budget for 2021, I encourage you to look at each line of the budget and think about how that expenditure will make Christ known in our community and in the world. Our budget, what we do with the actual resources God has entrusted to us, that's the real test of mission. We can say then that mission is what we do every day as God's people together as a congregation. It is the ultimate goal of all of our use of those resources God has given us. Education, fellowship, service, worship, all are partly missionary in nature. They all herald Christ. Often, when we think about mission. We think about how we reach out with the gospel beyond the four walls of the congregation's building. There are many ways that we do that, both locally and globally. Our congregation has a Helping Hands Fund to assist people in our community who need food or other necessities. Our daycare center is a mission in that it provides a nurturing Christian environment for children in our community. The daycare has great potential as a mission field. Regionally, nationally, internationally, we support the mission of our Eastern District and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They do works of mercy for the impoverished, the persecuted, and those stricken by disasters, both in our country and abroad. The LCMS has a great network of preschools, colleges, social service agencies, and nursing homes. We are reaching people from cradle to grave. And you can be sure that every penny given to these missions is accounted for, and that they have among the lowest overheads among charitable organizations. When you support these causes, your funds are doing the most good. Something that I fear often gets lost in mission work is the motivation behind the mission. We just don't feed hungry people. Any charity, business, or even the government could do that. We feed hungry people in Christ's name. We just don't provide social services. An atheist could do that. We provide social services in Christ's name. All the work of missions is for the sake of Christ and his greater glory. That's what mission is all about, and we always need to be proclaiming that. I have to tell you, the COVID-19 epidemic has been rough on me. All through my career as a pastor, I have been all about bringing people into the church, about building relationships with people and getting them into the church where they can build a relationship with Christ, or I should say, where Christ can build a relationship with them through word and sacrament. That mission is what motivated me and given my ministry meaning and purpose. When we have to talk about limiting pastoral visitation and decreasing attendance numbers for the sake of social distancing, that just goes against everything I've committed my life to. I have always worked as hard as I possibly could to bring people into the church, and am I now supposed to keep people out of the church? Every fiber of my being rebels against that. In some ways, COVID-19 has merely accelerated what has been happening in churches and society for years. Attendance in churches has been decreasing. Fewer and fewer people believe in God at all anymore. Pastors and church leaders talk about presiding over the decline. It's hard not to feel sometimes that the enemy is winning. In warfare, when the enemy is winning, you have a few options. You can just turn and run, or you can surrender, or you can organize a coordinated retreat. That's the presiding over the decline. Me, I don't like any of those options. I am going to keep fighting. Jesus has already won the war, although battles keep raging on. Our numbers may be few, but God has promised that there will always be a small remnant of the faithful, no matter what. And our mission, if we choose to accept it, is recruiting Christian soldiers for the resistance against the enemy. How sorry it'll be for us if we don't accept that mission, and how glorious it'll be if we're faithful to it. I know a church that had a sign as you left its parking lot that said, "You are now entering the mission field." And that's true. I guess I've talked a lot this morning about our mission together as a church, as a congregation. But each and every one of us individually also lives out Christ's missionary call as caregivers. Caregivers for children, caregivers for the elderly. We live it out in our jobs. We live it out by being good citizens, in addition to all of the things we do in the church. You can be a herald for Christ and his grace in everything that you do. So go. Be a mission. Be a herald for Christ. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.